Nashville Writer's Circle is an intimate gathering for those with a serious intent to write. The series brings in guest authors for a lecture and discussion moderated by John Siegenthaler and Will Akers. Nashville Writer's Circle is recorded live at the Nashville Public Library.
something. city, the human is the first thing that went out the window. And it's very hard to be funny, you know, on the page. But it's, I think, essential to this story because there's a lot of stuff that isn't funny at all underneath it. But it's a beautiful voice, and essentially, you can just have a good time reading it because it's so much fun and it's so engaging. You're trying to see through what this guy's kind of telling himself in order to figure out what's actually happened to him, what he's dealing with. This kind of person wasn't going to work, obviously. It was a bad idea.
No, it was an impossible idea to write a novel. I mean, there are a few novels in the second person. There are not many that I'll call it Flight to Explore. I know Battle of Cold War. There's
a lot of French books where you can have people on one hand. Did you do anything to it when you got it? Did you look at it? Is this exactly what smoking, but in fact, smoking is a metaphor for all sorts of other things. realize that everything in advance is somehow not quite right or not quite authentic. Because, you know, to me, part of the process is engaging the language. I'm kind of wary of it myself. I mean, I usually take it out. I kind of hold out my hand to take out all the surprises. Trying this little window. try. Sometimes you get a gift. Sometimes you hear a story that seems that seems compelling and perfectly shaped to you, and you pretty much write it down. But I don't think that's usually the case. Very unusual. There's one that Blake Harper was involved in, Toby, to my school, and Toby's brother Jeffrey. And Jeffrey told a story about some guy who Dr. Jay's book, and the end of the other homework for today was Max Perkins' Editor of Genius, which was Gary's suggestion. And the thing in it is about Thomas Wolfe, said his criterion throughout was his conviction that the interaction between Eugene and his family was the book's absolute center, and that any sequences leading the reader away from the central theme had to be removed. So when you get a manuscript, with that thought in mind, how do you approach what you then do? At that point, Thank you. which is hard, but even none when you're actually writing it because you think it's fabulous or you think it's awful, but you finish and you want someone to say, that's perfect. And they don't.
Well, that's good to think. It's good to feel like you have something. It's good to think that it's fabulous for a while, or else you just can't get it. I think some of this is fooling yourself into tricking yourself into eventually learning a masterpiece. But in the meantime, you have to write a lot of less than perfect sentences to get to the perfect ones.
I'm waiting for you to say something, and you're not going to, so I'll answer another question. Fitzgerald constantly. every weekend, I began to make them print it out right on it in red, or do it right on it in red and hand.
described as reworked memoirs. It's a very tricky area, you know, about James Fry wrote a million little pieces. He wasn't quite sure what he wrote, whether he was writing a novel or a memoir, I think, and then it became clear that publishers were interested in this sort of terrible reproduction and drug abuse and rehabilitation. If it was presented to them as a memoir, but when he first sent it as a novel, nobody was terribly interested. And I think that this is a question of the marketplace.
Here's a great few people who, you know, have written about Thanks.
accept your basic premise somehow. In other words, you know, I don't think you can have a brother in your own relationship. He says, you know, I don't see why you would. Style, the writers, every person is running to things themselves. So we all realize that when we do it,
right here on July 4th.